The Omaha Chamber Music Society takes pride in exploring the finer details of composers' work when planning their concerts. For Thomas Klug, music director of the Heritage Series, selecting a future composer each season offers audiences a chance to dive deeper into the world of classical music and discover more about these remarkable artists. It also provides valuable insights into how classical music has evolved to what we know today.
The Heritage Series was an idea of mine to bring a full season of chamber music focused on one composer and that composer's influence on following generations.
Exploring the evolution of classical composers across different periods offers a deeper understanding of their music and their lives. While some artistic shifts might go unnoticed, others stand out, revealing fascinating changes in their creative journey.
Composers and musicians and audiences have a musical heritage descended from, for instance, Johann Sebastian Bach or Maurice Ravel or in Ludwig van Beethoven, who we featured last season. This season, I decided to focus on Franz Schubert. And one reason I really wanted to do Schubert was because one of my music history professors back in college said audiences don't want to listen to music from people like Schubert anymore. They want something that's more adventurous and more relevant to the time. And I thought that was a really curious statement because everyone I know who's listened to music of Schubert loved it.
Klug is passionate about selecting music for the Heritage concerts. He does all the research and preparation, allowing the audience to sit back, relax, and enjoy the performance.
With Beethoven and Schubert, the first 2 years of this endeavor, they wrote a lot of chamber music. And so it's not been difficult to fill three programs. We could probably fill 8 or 9 programs with some composers. But what's really the most difficult is finding the logistics, finding dates and times and musicians who are available.
Jay Wise, General Director of the Omaha Chamber Music Society, is equally thrilled that the music and history of Schubert are being showcased as part of this concert series.
Schubert has always been fascinating just because his entire career might have been around 10 years. And yet, he wrote over 600 songs, and as Thomas mentioned, enough chamber music to fill multiple programs. He must have been extremely busy writing during that time, and a lot of his music wasn't heard. The final piece on the series is also his final work, the string quintet. It was never heard in his lifetime.
The Omaha Chamber Music Society's 2025 Heritage Concert Series features 3 performances, all hosted at the Omaha Conservatory of Music. The first concert takes place tomorrow at 7 p.m., with additional performances scheduled for March and May. More details at omahachambermusic.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.